Chapter 4. Suite 2152. Radisson, Montevideo, Victoria Plaza Hotel. Plaza Independencia, 759. Montevideo, República Oriental del Uruguay. 1915 hours, 9 September, 2005.
How'd it go, Dave? Castillo asked as Young, Howell, and Leverett came into the room. I didn't tell McGrory that Jake and Sparkman were from the Presidential Flight Detachment.
Jesus Christ,
Robert Howell suddenly said as Max walked toward him. Where'd that dog come from? I keep him around to eat people who don't do what I tell them, Castillo said.
Why didn't you, Dave?
I thought it would be better to let him think the Gulfstream was a charter. Castillo considered that a moment.
Good thinking. You were right and I was wrong, he said.
And he bought that?
Young nodded.
But after that, I wondered if he was going to wonder why I had sent the pilots of a chartered aircraft out to my apartment and not to a hotel.
And you think he will?
I don't know. But it's too late to do anything about it.
Even if he actually comes looking for them, it's not a problem, Munz said.
While you were telling the manager about your seizure problem, Jake gave them his credit card for this room. It's in his name.
Seizure problem? Howell asked.
Don't ask, Young said. It will make you question the sanity of our leader.
I asked how it went, Castillo said.
I don't think there's a problem, Howell said.
So, how'd you make out with Ordóñez?
We get to use the estancia.
Dave told you what's going down?
Howell nodded.
Ordóñez gets the choppers when we're through with them. But, and this is important, he gets them, what did he say? As a sugar pill to accompany the bitter one he has to swallow of helping us to help Duffy in something that's none of his business. In other words, it wasn't a bribe.
Howell nodded.
So what happens now? He asked.
How are you planning to go to the estancia, Dave? Castillo said.
My car is fixed. I really can't believe it. The last time I saw it, it was full of double-aught buckshot holes.
Okay, that means you can take the radio with you. Colin will need communication, but not a communicator. Right, Butler?
Leverett replied with a thumbs-up gesture.
I don't see any need for you to drive all the way out there and then back, do you, Bob?
Howell shook his head.
Ordóñez is going to chopper us to the International Bridge at...
What's the name of that place, Alfredo?
Waliwachu,
Munz furnished, making it sound like Waliwachu. Where someone, one of us, will meet us and drive us into Buenos Aires.
Not to the safe house?
I'm going to the Four Seasons, where I will entertain Comandante Duffy at breakfast. But on the way to... wherever the International Bridge is.
Waliwachu?
Munz repeated. How do you spell it?
Munz spelled.
G-U-A-L-E-G-U-A-Y-C-H-U.
No wonder I can't pronounce it, Castillo said. On the way to Waliwachu, I'm going to suggest to Ordóñez that he go home by way of the estancia. A couple of words from him to the local cops who are sitting on the place will make Colin's job easier and get them accustomed to helicopters dropping in unannounced.
Young nodded.
You seem to be in pretty good spirits, Charlie.
Compared to this morning, you mean?
Young nodded.
This morning, after meeting with the evil leprechaun, I thought this operation had no chance at all of succeeding. Now, I think the odds are one in, say, 8 or 10 that we can carry it off. That's a hell of an improvement, wouldn't you say?